that you'd had sort of a heavy rain, and the rain washed some dirt away and cut out a little.
Well, it does that sometimes.
What do you call that?
Well, I call it just a little washout, you know, mm-hmm. Dirt's washed over.
What if it's gone on for a long time and it washes a whole lot of dirt out? And, I mean, maybe this wide or, you know, several feet wide. And
well, them creeks, when they get up that way, you know, get full of rains and get them up, they'll wash the dirt off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what about something along the side of the road, a little thing, ditch sort of thing along the side of the road?
Well, that's just a regular ditch draining the water off.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever speak of a gully?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's just a big gully, creeks over there, and just a big washed out place. See?
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a very small rise in land?
I would know about that.
Say the land is flat and then it comes up and makes a little
hill place.
Okay.
Well, it's just flat land with a hill on it, that's all I can tell you.
Uh-huh. And if you wanted to open the door, you'd take hold of the door. What?
It's like house door.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just pull it open.
You call that thing you hold the door?
That's a latch on it, see? We held then where you could thumb open the door, lock it on the inside, but them little broke. See, just the knobs is all sticking out.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use that word knob talking about land?
Huh?
Have you ever heard that word knob talking about land?
No, don't believe I have.
Mm-hmm. Or any names for different types of hills?
Well, there's some names for them, but I don't know what it is, because you take these around here, we just call them hill. Well,
What about something much bigger than a hill?
Well, that might be a mountain or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Why did it have to be?
All right, good, bye.
Do you just keep that dog inside the house all day?
Have to every day.
Here.
See, they travel up and down that driveway. He just don't like the idea that tall. Now you take her daughter's young and down here, live right there in that house. He wouldn't bite one of them, nothing in the world. They can come right on the house there and water all over him. But you take Harmon Thompson, H.G.'s young ones down there, and them, they can't do it because he will not let them come in there.
And he goes for your throat.
Yes, he sure do. He don't try to bite your legs. He's back to your head up here. Like Yank Social Bud, and I ain't told me after he made him out there that day. About a month after, and he said, me, said, Robert, so you still got that big dog? I said, yeah. I said, well, we're going to have to tie him and kill him. I said, I said, wait a minute now, let me tell you something. I said, that's my house and my dog, and I just darn sure ain't fixing time up to kill him neither, you see. And that was the answer I give him. I ain't tied him up to kill him yet. I still got him.
But
from that day, it ain't come there. He can't walk down that road there, drive down there, what that dog knew about how to fit if he sees him. He knows him, see? He just don't like him at all. No, he don't like him. I just hope he don't get to be comfortable no more myself. I don't think I'd be no use for him.
Who's that?
Oh, he ain't social.
Yeah.
Well, you won't know
tonight. No, we'll find out tonight.
Oh, that guy down there was running for constable?
No, the man lived right down there.
The man that the dog doesn't like?
No, he lived back over here about 3 miles from here. You ain't so, see? Yeah, he's running for constable again, but I don't think he'd get it.
Why not?
Well, I just don't think people care enough about him voting for him anymore.